Our last reading tells us of the sovereignty of our great God, love like no other. It was almost farcical in verse 31 that the so-called religious leaders should want the body of Jesus brought down quickly, because it was against some obscure Jewish law that a body should remain up on the Sabbath. So for that reason, they asked for permission to break the legs of those on the cross. They did so to the two prisoners, but Jesus at that stage had already died. So a soldier, probably for good measure, just plunged a spear into the side of Jesus. And we are told vividly in verse 34 and 35 that blood and water came out. Vividly told, because there was an eyewitness there who saw everything that had happened. Medics tell us that such a phenomena can happen in such circumstances. And then two men appeared onto the scene and did two amazing things. First of all, Joseph asked for the body of Jesus. The body of Jesus was actually owned by the Romans at this stage and would have been buried in a pauper's grave. But he courageously asked for that body, and through the sovereignty of God, who planned everything, then the Romans released that body. And Jesus was placed into a private tomb that had never been used before. Little did Joseph or anyone realise that Jesus would only be in that tomb for 36 hours. And then Nicodemus used a far excessive amount of spices and aloes that would normally be used to embalm a body. It was an amount that would normally only be expected to be used on kings. The account tells us about the embalming process. It tells us clearly that Jesus died. It mentions the body of Jesus on two occasions. Death, the ultimate taboo, is confronted full on. But knowing what would happen within 36 hours should be a great encouragement to us all, that death need not be that unshakable fear. I mentioned at the start that God's sovereignty is shown throughout. Let's consider three specific prophecies. The drawing of lots for the garments. No broken bones on Jesus' body. Jesus' thirst towards the end of his life and the spear plunged into his side. All these were prophesied. All these were meticulously planned by our sovereign God. And they were planned 500, 1,000, even in one case, 1,300 years previously. God's amazing sovereignty over life and death. A love like no other. Let's just pause to reflect. And on the screen, the words of our final prayer will appear. Let's say together, "You are worthy, O Lord, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom of priests to stand and serve before our God. To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour, glory and might, forever and ever. Amen."